We were learning the laws of grinding. We had learned that one of the prohibited tasks on Shabbos is to grind the way one would grind flour, grind kernels of wheat into flour. We discussed the application of mashing fruits or vegetables. We discussed the application of cutting fruits or vegetables into small pieces. And now we continue to a great leniency called Ein Techina Achar Techina. We have a rule. Once something has been ground, so then you cannot transgress again by grinding it a second time. If you take flour and grind it again, so you haven't transgressed anything. Now what about bread? Bread is made of flour and water. It's made of something that was already ground. So that's why mutar leforer lechem o biskvit v'chen matzah. Let's say I want to have breadcrumbs. I want to sprinkle some ground up matzah, or I want to make myself a cereal from tea biscuits, being that they're all made from flour that was already pre-ground, I'm allowed to grind them back into dust. There's a biblical prohibition of grinding, but we have a rule. Ein techina achar techina. Being that they were ground once before, you cannot transgress a second time by grinding something that was pre-ground. So, if this was already ground once, it was, right? The flour in it was ground once. So then I'm okay with regrinding it. Afidu bofen shemfurim chalakim dakim. Even if I'm going to take those tea biscuits, we were sitting in shul this Shabbos, the kid was sitting next to me, and he had cereal from his house. He brought the cereal, and by mistake he sat on it, and he liked the sound of the crunch. So he spent the rest of davening crunching up his cereal into the finest flour. And I'm spending davening listening to this kid go crunch, crunch. Now, technically, halachically, he's okay, because the cereal is also made from flour. The flour was ground, and even though he was trying to grind it to the finest, you know, he wanted to see how finely he could grind this cereal. It's mutar. It was already ground once. It was made from flour that was already pre-ground. Maybe it was also made from maize, from pre-ground corn. Fine. Still same concept. So then, the prohibition of tchina is irrelevant with regards to those foods. The only quantifying factor we have is that you should not use an instrument that you would use during weekdays. Just like we said, you can't grind pepper in a pepper grind, whatever they call that instrument. So too, you wouldn't be able to take the flour or the bread and grind it in a mill in some instrument that is made specifically for grinding it. Now here again, you have those that are stringent and say, if you're going to grind food, do it adjacent to the meal. So we saw there are those that are stringent with regard to this. Yes? Yeah?
Because the cornflakes is already grinded, you're allowed to use.
So it depends which cornflakes. Yeah. There are two ways of making cornflakes. There are two types of cornflakes in the market. There are those that are made of maize, that they grind up corn, and then they wet it, and they dry it, and they make cornflakes. And then there are cornflakes where they take the actual corn kernel, and they flatten it and dry it. So that was never ground. Two types of cornflakes. Okay. We said that it is permissible to grind up food that we're going to eat. Remember we said you could mash up food that a baby's going to eat now. But we said you have to do it in a slightly unusual way. Now, not every shinui, not every change is going to be okay. It has to be a change that actually affects how you grind it. It has to be something which you wouldn't do in a weekday. So it makes it a little bit harder to grind the food that way. But if you do it in a manner like we said, if you grind it on the table instead of in a bowl, we said that's a change that it might be, you know, it might be harder to hold it together, but it doesn't really affect the way you grind the food. If ordinarily you'd grind it with a pistol, with a mortar and pistol in a bowl, and now you'll do it on a table, that's not called a change. It might be less effective, but it doesn't really affect the way you grind it. So, if we're going to mash up an apple, or a cooked apple, or a pear, or a banana, so then, or a potato, so we would say the banana use the handle because the handle is less effective than using a fork or a knife. If you're going to mash up a potato, so again, use the handle. If you're going to use a fork, so that's the way you might mash it up in a weekday. How do you mash up eggs in a weekday? Okay, eggs is a bad example, because eggs doesn't grow from the ground, right? How do you mash up potatoes in a weekday? Sometimes you use a fork, so then you shouldn't use a fork on Shabbos to mash up a potato. Even though you're eating it now, you use the back of a fork, you use the handle. How do you grind up an apple? So you usually, if you take a raw apple, you use a grate, right? You don't grind an apple with a fork. So if you were to do it with a fork or an apple, if you'd scrape an apple with a fork or a spoon, that would be okay. That's not the way you would do it in a weekday, and it makes it slightly more difficult. So that's called a shinui. That's a good change. But if I'm going to grind it on the table, like we said, that's not a good change because that doesn't affect how I grind it. Okay, we said there are those that are more lenient that would permit us to grind so long as it's adjacent to the meal. And that's why, if necessary, so we rely on that too. Where would it be necessary? You have a baby. And if you're going to use the back, the handle of the spoon, you're not going to grind well the banana. You're having difficulty grinding the banana well for the baby. So for that, you could do it the way using the spoon itself. Okay, let's do one more. We have one more sentence here, and then we finish the laws of grinding. Our sages said that we shouldn't deal with medicine on Shabbos. Unless someone's ill and they need it. If someone's bedridden, so then we allow them to take medicine on Shabbos. But the reasoning behind not dealing with medication on Shabbos, assuming it's not an illness, assuming a person can manage without it, is because in ancient times, the way they would make all their medications is using a mortar and a pistol. They used to bang up their medication, and that was the biblical prohibition of tohen. So that's why our sages said we don't take medicine in general on Shabbos. Where would we take medicine? When a person is bedridden, when a person's ill, they have a fever or something like that, then we do take medication because our medication does not involve the biblical prohibition. The rabbis prohibited, but the rabbis added this leniency that if a person's sick, then he could use it. So when you have cases that are mild, where a person's not bedridden, but he'd rather take the medication, he'd rather take the Akamol, he has a slight headache, he has a slight toothache, but he's functioning, it's not a big deal, he'd prefer taking the medication, then we don't do it on Shabbos, because our sages made a rabbinic prohibition, because up until about a century ago, every time they made medicine, it involved the biblical prohibition of grinding up the spices, the herbs. Today that we just swallow a pill, so there's still that rabbinic prohibition, but being that there's only the rabbinic prohibition today, if a person is bedridden, then they can take the medication or something else. Another issue you have to know is, let's say a person's feeling fine, but they're on antibiotics. So antibiotics is something which you have to take consistently. So even though he's feeling better, but being that he had some kind of infection and he has to overcome that infection and he has to take the medication for a week straight, he takes it on Shabbos. There we don't say, you're feeling fine, so don't take it. No, it's part of his cure. So any type of medication like that where a person has to take it on a continuous basis, so then we permit it. Let's say a person is taking psychiatric medication. You don't say, I'm feeling fine, so Shabbos I won't take it. We don't do that. We say you need it all week, so you take it on Shabbos too. So again, this idea is only with a lenient, a very soft type of illness where a person can handle it without the medication, he's feeling slightly uncomfortable, and he would rather take the medication there, or say, just say, hold off on Shabbos. But if it's a little bit more severe, or it's necessary because of health reasons, there it is permitted.
Well, what about pain?
So that's why I said bedridden. If a person has a splitting headache that would knock him into bed, and what he really needs is an Akamol, he needs some kind of pill to ease the pain. Even though it's not an illness, for that he would be allowed to take the pill.
I'm using marijuana medical because of